the least reviewed show in Vegas. It's BS in the Morning.
Dude, Joe Coy in studio. Hi, man.
I don't like it when you do that. Don't. No more negative from you guys.
Negative?
What are you talking about? What is the intro? What is that? The least what?
Least reviewed show.
Come on, man.
We are, though.
Stop saying stuff like that.
Hey, man.
The most reviewed.
It's not, though.
Oh,
it's not.
Not cool, bro.
We can't lie.
It's so cool. True.
Well, when you tell people that, then they're like, should we review it? No, let's not.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well,
it's not too many people.
It's not going to happen even if we ask. So it's totally fine.
Yeah, nobody's going to hear that anyway. So don't worry about it.
That's true.
Exactly.
Oh, you could write the first review, though.
That's going to get ad sales.
Wait a minute. Can we get a blurb from Joe Coy? Joe, if you could review this show right now, what would you say about
Hands
it?
Hands down, the most fun you could possibly have in the morning.
Oh. I love
it. Or any time during the day. Put this on repeat or watch it socially on any outlet. Twitter, Instagram, or YouTube. Watch it or listen to it. It's always entertaining.
Wow.
All right. Can that just be the show intro?
Yeah, wait, are we talking about JoeCoy.com? Wait, which...
Joe Coy,
I'm joking.
You're going to be at the Win.
The Win, bro.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy
Thank
birthday.
Thank you so much.
This is a big weekend for
it
you, dude.
Is.
This is going to be a good show or what?
Three shows, all of them sold out.
How insane is that?
I don't know.
I don't remember last time.
You want to hear what's crazy?
Yeah.
Sold out in January.
That's when it sold out?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Because last time, one time you were in here, you were talking about how you made your own tickets.
Yeah.
And you were selling them
at the Huntridge Theater.
Yeah, yeah. The Huntridge Theater.
Yeah, we went there last time. I took my camera guy here, Yoda, thumbs up. And he doesn't really communicate. Either thumbs up or thumbs down.
That's good.
Yeah, and he gets it. He understands.
That's
like,
right.
Thumbs up, that means go to the car. You know what I mean? Or thumbs up, are you hungry? Whatever. So Huntridge Theater, we went there yesterday and we looked at, man, I was like reminiscing on everything. I was like, oh my God, dude, I used to rip tickets. My mom used to sit inside the little ticket window and rip tickets.
That's amazing.
To let people in. Yep.
It's amazing.
Crazy,
bro. We talked about this because I used to go to Kinko's and I'd print them out on one big sheet.
Yes.
And I would get all my comedy show tickets. Yep. I would slice them and half of them would look like a
an angle.
Oh yeah, like a shoehorn or something.
Some would look like the Luxor and some would look like Mandalay Bay. But they were flyers.
Exactly.
And they ended up on windshields. At the Boulevard Mall.
I even put a barcode that did nothing on them for no reason.
No.
So it looked cool.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Bro, I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I can prove it too.
I really did.
I have, listen to this. My friend Chris used to work at this place. This is how old we are.
Yeah.
Blockbuster Video.
Oh my God.
Right? And they, what they would do is when like say Jurassic Park came out, right? And they send you the DVD covers, right? And they would take those DVD covers, rip them out, and replace them with Blockbuster DVD covers.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Because they had the fashion, they would take those seals off, and so the other DVD covers they threw away in a big garbage bag. He would give those to me. I would take those out, and then I would print my sleeve, and I would sell my own DVD, and it looked like an official DVD.
Dude.
And on the back, I had a barcode that I scanned, and I made it look like it was an actual barcode.
I did the same thing.
It probably said Campbell's Soup or something.
No, it said you owed like $9 in late fees if you scanned one of Joe's tickets.
Yes. Yes.
I did the same thing. Not Blockbuster, but I would take a barcode I found or whatever, and I would put it on there.
That's exactly what I did.
Makes it look legit, man.
I'm glad you did that, man. That makes me happy to know you.
It worked for one of us.
Yeah.
Exactly. One guy sold out the Win in January. The other guy sold
out. I'm on the least reviewed show in Vegas.
Oh, come on, man. That's crazy, man. You know, there's another bar on Pecos and Tropicana, and that was where I started. That was the very first show I ever did 30 years ago. I penciled in my mustache. I had to grow my baby hair out.
My God.
I took my mom's mascara and I made it dark, right? And it took me 2 weeks to grow that, right? It kind of like what you have right now.
Yeah.
And I grew it out like that. And then I had to wear a tie because it was a bar.
Okay.
And I was only 19. And they let me in.
Oh my God.
They let me in. And I even was like, you really let me in? And then I remember the waitress asked me, what are you having to drink, honey? You know, before I went on stage. And yeah. I was like, I'll just have a Sprite. I didn't even want to order anything. You know what I mean? I just wanted to get on stage. And then I got on stage. I bombed so bad, bro. So bad. And I hope the listeners are listening. But
me too.
I bombed so bad. I did this horrible joke. I got heckled. The lady sitting at the bar said something to me. She goes, put a condom on your tongue. It was so funny. I remember that's exactly what she said. Put a condom on your tongue. And then everyone died laughing, right? And then no one laughed at me. And then I got off stage. And then I sat next to this guy that went up before me, and he was a Lionel Richie impersonator. And he sounded just like Lionel Richie. He was so good. He won that night. And then he sat next to me, and then he goes, hey, man, you have really good stage presence. And he goes, so just remember that. You didn't do good. He goes, but your presence on stage was really, really good, man. We all enjoyed watching you up there. And thank God he said that.
Oh, that's
because
nice.
If he didn't say that, I think that would have been the day I would have never done stand-up again. Seriously, we went to that stage last night. Me and Yoda went up there, and I actually stood. The stage is still there.
That's amazing.
30 years later.
That's amazing.
Pecos and Tropicana. And there's a stage right there. I even told him before we went in, I go, the stage is up against this wall, and there's a bar to the left. I guarantee it. And we opened it up, and it's still the
Get
same spot.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and
what
I stood on the stage.
What is it called again?
It's on Pecos. It was right next to, you can't miss it. It's on the corner of Pecos and Tropicana. It's Pecos a little bar. It's something, they changed the name now.
Yeah.
But 30 years ago, that could have been the day I would have never done stand-up again.
Can you
honestly?
Imagine?
Wow. Honestly.
He's like, hey, man, soon you'll be walking on the ceiling. And you're like, thank you for saying that.
Yes,
I'm coming back 30 years from now.
And he goes, you should do this all night long. Because it's easy. Like Sunday morning. And don't do it once. And don't do it twice.
How many times?
Three times a lady.
There you go.
Three times a
now
lady.
Now you think it's important to videotape your
I had no
comedy
idea you were here.
Right?
This is so crazy. I didn't even know there was another voice to the right. I have been neglecting you the whole show.
No, you're
I've been
fine.
Right here. This is And look at me, hon.
This is
where I've been this whole time.
That's true.
I need to go here.
Yes.
And after you, there's someone else over there by the window.
Yeah.
With a computer.
A full studio.
That's How right. are you? I'm sorry.
Good. So Greg never videotapes any of his comedy shows, ever.
Why?
You think he should, right?
Yes.
Isn't that like what you're supposed to do when you're trying to become a big comedian?
Well, here's the thing. I hate recording myself.
Yeah, so does he.
The minute I record, I already change. I already change my mannerisms. I change... My what I'm going to do on stage, because now I'm going, oh, it's being captured.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Whereas when I know there's no camera, I'm so loose. I tend to freestyle more. I improvise more. And that's the reason why he doesn't do it. Right.
So we shouldn't tell.
That's a lot of it. A lot of it also is just the fatness.
All right, enough.
I know.
There's a comic named Brian
Scalara.
Thanks for
the close-up of what I just said.
Yeah. Oh, use the fisheye. Use the fisheye. Use the fisheye lens. Yeah, fisheye.
Thanks.
And zoom in slowly
thumbs
to
down.
The
Thumbs
the mouth.
Down, Hoda.
Thumbs down. Thumbs down. He called him Hoda.
Like Hoda.
Hoda comedy. I'm sorry. What is
Thumbs
this is
down.
The fourth hour of the Today Show.
Thumbs down, Honda. What? That's a car. Thumbs down, Toyota. What? That's a truck.
I'm sorry.
Whatever.
His name's Yoda.
You can't just look.
Isn't it? It is, right?
Yeah, name okay. is Yoda is. Whatever. I'm trying to, I don't know how to do that. Bro.
Sorry.
Stop being negative.
No, it's just a weird thing. I don't like looking at myself.
Yeah, anytime he sees a picture or anything, oh, God, I look so fat in that shirt. Every single time he sees a picture
Well,
of
I would look fatter without the shirt, but I
See what I mean, though? It's like, come on, dude.
Stop.
The dude just lost like 77 pounds.
Yeah, and gained back like 30.
Well, that's your fault. Quit eating what you're eating.
What do you eat?
Everything.
I eat. Yeah, me too. Dude,
you're a big foodie.
I am a foodie, man.
Yeah, man.
I am a foodie.
Let's plug your restaurant.
Yeah, don't
you
have
a
restaurant?
Place.
Yeah,
never
let's
tell
plug
me
something.
About this.
It's called Yojay. Oh, thank you. In this corner, at 145 pounds, the funny guy, the one and only... Greg.
Joe Coy's in studio. Yes, exactly.
No, check it out. It's Yojay. It's 9440 West Sahara. This is so cheesy.
It's not cheesy. Plug it. Well, what other city can you plug your restaurant
in? That's true. Come exactly. On. I did plug it in Cleveland. Everyone was like, hey, you know this is Cleveland, right?
You're like,
we can't get there tomorrow. 9440 West Sahara, Cleveland. Come out. Amazing meats and vegetables.
Worth a flight.
Worth the flight. Book your tickets now and catch an Uber from McCarran to West Sahara. Yojay.
Can I also bring this up too? Yojay, yes. Go there, eat. But yeah. I also want to say, you work your mother in your comedy a lot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I follow you on Instagram. You're an amazing follow. Go follow Joe Coy on Instagram because you keep up with it and it's impressive.
Thank you.
But also, you have this thing, and forgive me if I don't, I'm going to mess this up. Is it the thing that you wash your hands or you
Tabo.
Wash your...
Tabo.
Tabo, you poop, right?
Yeah, you poop and you wash your,
right.
You know,
and you give your mother so much grief about this Tabo thing.
Yeah.
How does she feel about this
limelight?
I don't
give her grief. That's by the way, Filipinos aren't the only ones that use that. A lot of people that aren't blessed with bidets use it. And it wasn't until I started saying it on stage, a lot of like other ethnicities were walking up to me going, yeah, that's called a blah blah. And that's called a scooper duper. I'm like, what? Yeah, I have one too. My mom's is like, well, mine's an empty Cool Whip container.
Wait, so it is like a bidet? I don't know what this thing is.
So, okay.
Is it like nitrous oxide?
I forgot your name. What's your name again?
Izzy.
Okay, so when my mom goes to the bathroom, she doesn't use paper to clean. And Izzy's face just went like this.
I'm so confused.
I could describe what she looks like. No, she uses a cup and fills it with water and washes it.
Splashes it.
Now, do you put it on your hand, right?
But this is what bothers me.
This is what bothers me.
Yeah.
That Izzy is looking at my mom right now as if she's the creepy one.
She doesn't go
pee pee and wipe pee pee all over the place.
Yes.
She takes water and washes the pee pee off.
It's like a shower, but not a shower.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually the cleaner way to.
I'm just saying, it's looked at weird, but if you really think about it, my mom's got the cleanest one in Vegas.
That's fair.
Squeaky clean. That's fair. My mom's. Hello.
It's like
all you other ladies out there with the dingleberries.
Do they have a best of Las Vegas for that? Because they have it for like everything else.
Right? My mom is squeaky clean. It's fresh, but you Joseph. Know what? It's fresh.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
It is, right? So when I was a kid growing up, you know, you got to remember, she moved here in 68. So she's like she's still got the Filipino in her.
That's right.
And now she's in America, but she's still got the Tabo, which is the cup next to the toilet.
Yeah.
And then she's got to fill it up to do that. And she, of course, she's got a 10-year-old son. He needs to fill the cup up for me.
Oh, my God.
Mind you, she was doing that from 6 until I was about 36. You know what I mean? Like, I was filling her Tabo cup. I'm like, Mom, this has got to stop. I can't keep filling your Tabo cup. Fill it up before you sit down. And she's like, why can't you put my Tabo cup for me? I have to clean it. And I'm like, Mom, I'm shaving right now. I'm shaving and you just sat down. And now you want me to fill your cup? First of all, why didn't you use your bathroom? It's a lot warmer in your bathroom. That's why. Fill my cup, Joseph!
Does your mom...
You used to live in there. Now you don't want to clean your old house.
No.
You move out and now you don't want to clean your old house? What kind of person are you?
Oh, God.
Does your That is funny. God, that's funny. And I'm doing that at the Wynn. I just wrote that right now.
Oh, good. You see, Joe Coy,
you just move out of your old house and you don't even want to help clean it? What kind of son are you? For 9 months, you live in there doing whatever it is you want to do? And then you move out and you don't even clear that? Wow, Joseph. Wow.
Keep your deposit.
You know there's a cleaning fee. And
I didn't even try. I'm the landlord of this house that you live inside for 9 months. There's a cleaning fee. Oh, you're not going to get any of it.
Oh, my God.
I'm keeping the deposit, Joseph.
I didn't even have eyes when I was living in there, Mom.
Yeah, because I was making them. That's the thing about this house. It was warm, comfortable, and it made your face. And your son, Grateful, you can't even clean up after yourself. You just move out. Thanks for the Airbnb.
Does your mom, does she watch your stand? Does she like know that you're talking about
she has
of course
to.
Oh god,
dude, people are
like
flying
it?
My mom out.
Really?
I'm not even joking. I'll show you text. Where's my phone at? They fly her out, bro.
For what? Like, what are you talking
about? She got to the White House because of this.
What?
Yeah, yes. There's like Filipinos that are in the White House, and they're like, hey, let's get Joseph's mom in here.
Oh, my God.
Speaker of the House. There was a long time ago when my son used to live in this house.
She's got notes in front of her.
Yeah, exactly.
For 9 months, this kid did not even have eyes yet.
That's oh, my amazing. God.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So she's really
she's cool.
Loving it, man.
Oh, she loves it. And right, you know, I look, this is the last thing. This is her in the Philippines. They flew her out.
Get out of town.
Yeah, and it's just always stuff like, and it's beautiful to see, man. You know, they write about her and they put her in books and stuff. Yeah, I swear to God.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and she keeps sending me this stuff, man.
Oh.
Yeah. See that? So it's pretty cool.
That's do you have any killer. Siblings, or are you the
only
child?
It's pretty cool that she's getting recognized as the person that made Jokoi.
Yeah, dude.
You're like, how many? I haven't been in any publications lately. What's going on, Mom?
Oh, yeah. Oh, still, well, you're not going to believe this, Joseph, but we're famous.
We are super famous, Joseph, and boy, they really like you.
Dude, I gotta say, I'm nothing but happy for you. You sold out 3 shows at the Wynn. You're absolutely crushing it. If you haven't seen any of his specials, my God, I remember last time talking about the Seattle one that you paid for yourself.
I paid for myself. When you see that title, executive producer, at the end of that, that is a very true statement. And that's why I always say, like, don't ever hate somebody for their success, because a lot of people tend to, like, look at something and go, man, I hate that dude. The only reason why something's good happened is, the only reason why good things are happening for that guy is because Netflix gave him a special. That's the only reason. But they don't know the backstory. They don't know that I asked Netflix to shoot that special for about a year, and they kept saying no. And then to the point where I was like, you know what? Well, then I'm going to just shoot it myself. And that's what I did. I paid for that whole thing myself. My son wasn't doing good in school anyways, and I tell everybody that. He had a college fund, and I'm like, yo, you're not going to use this, right?
Oh my God.
You're not going to use this. Dad's going to take care of his future. And that's literally why I financed that whole special.
That's incredible.
And
then,
so, I mean, just imagine the pressure being on stage and performing and being funny and knowing that all these cameras that are documenting this, and after I cut it up, the one person I want to sell it to already said no.
No.
So yeah, imagine walking out on stage with that much pressure. So when we cut it up, I just took it to Netflix, and then a week later, they were like, yeah, man, we'll buy it.
You're like, see what you missed? Yeah, exactly.
So the moral of the story is, before you hate, find out about someone's background. Understand their hustle.
I don't think anybody can
hate
you.
And appreciate it.
I know, you're positive, friendly, come on.
I know, people hate just to hate.
That's true.
Just find a reason, just find out their background story. Like, figure out what it is that they did to get there. And even if you don't like that person, just understand that everything is achievable. You know what I mean? Yo, that person made it. That means you can make it. But if you're going to sit there all day and hate on that person, that's all you're going to do for years. You're just going to sit and hate because you're using all your energy to hate.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Instead of concentrating on how to get there.
Yeah. Right.
You're going to be sitting there going, man, I hate that guy. I hate that guy. And then you're going to concentrate and going on Twitter. I hate that guy. I hate that guy. And you're going to use all your tools to hate on somebody else. All you're doing is promoting them. That's it.
That's true.
That's it. I didn't mean to end it on that note.
No, dude.
But,
absolutely right.
Yeah, man.
And a lot of people sit there, and social media is like
terrible.
I mean the absolute worst at that, where it's so easy just to launch. But those people aren't doing anything creative. Those people aren't trying to even put out anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're wasting their time.
My friend Manuel, he was like, you know what a hater does? A hater only promotes you. That's it.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't even know it. Even if you say something negative, like say you go on a radio show and you're talking to like a million people,
Three.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a million, right?
Sure.
Instead of using that time to promote your brand, you went on and talked about somebody else.
Yeah.
That means that guy's not even there. You right. just gave that guy a million listeners
yeah.
for free.
Exactly.
On your dime, bro.
That's it.
So everyone that you came to talk to, they only remember that guy, the guy you're hating.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because
you're going to give it while they're driving to work. They're like, oh, who is that guy they hated? Oh, Joe Coy. Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I like this guy.
Well, we were just saying that about Drake and the sidelines on the NBA Finals. We're like, how much promotion is this guy getting for free?
Oh, so much.
Or the Starbucks Cup and Game of Thrones.
So much.
It's got like, I think they said like over $2 billion worth of free advertising. What? It wasn't even their cup or something.
Man. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, everyone's bitching and complaining about it. And they got free $2 billion of free advertising.
Yeah, man.
It's all insane.
I'm sorry. Did I change? Should we talk about something else?
No.
Drake?
No.
No,
you sure?
You got to go, bro. We got a hard out.
I was worried about getting you. I know you have the, I think it added. Here, so.
Yeah. Dude. You are making the media rounds and the whole thing. We have a pair of tickets to give away.
Yes.
So we have to give that away here.
Who gave you those?
Somebody.
That person. Lady fired. In the corner, I assume?
That person's fired. How do we give away tickets to a sold-out show? That doesn't even make sense. That's like going, hey, I'm rich. Can I borrow $2?
876-3692. If you want Joe's mom's tickets, please call them.
Joe said, how dare you? I need tickets.
Joe Coy, 3 sold-out shows. Nothing but happiness for you. I'm so happy for you.
Hey, the new Netflix special drops June 12th.
June 12th?
New June 12th. New Netflix special coming in hot. You gotta watch it.
I can't wait. Seriously.
And you need to get a Netflix special.
Yeah. Wow.
That's your goal, bro.
Yeah, I gotta lose some weight first.
Oh, shut up. Just shut up.
What a bitch.
Yes.
All the time.
Stop it.
All right.
I love you guys.
Joe Coy, 876-3692. We'll go with caller number 22. How about that? Yeah, 22. We'll just keep it simple. Joe Coy.
Caller number 92.3. Wins a pair of tickets that his mother was supposed to get.
You can't say f*** you on the radio, but you can text it. Text us BS and your message to 69187. It's BS in the morning.
How cool is Joe Coy, man?
Awesome. Real cool to me.
The coolest, yeah. So something happened here minutes ago in the studio as Joe was still here. Just hanging out, chit-chatting. I think he likes coming in on the show. I think he likes
being here. Have fun, man. He's always really, really fun when he comes in, man.
Super funny. Always does a great job. Love having him here. But then all of a sudden, he goes, hit record. So I hit record, and this is what he says.
Are we rolling?
Yeah.
All right, check this out. 3 sold-out shows at the Wynn. All right, I got a 5-minute spot. Greg, you want to go up?
Of course I'm
going. Get out!
Let's
before.
Go.
Wait a minute.
This happened.
Hold on. This happened before. And it didn't happen.
It's happening right now. Happening? But I got rules. I got rules when my 5-minute spots. And I'm very serious about this.
Okay.
I don't like audience pandering.
Okay.
I don't like saying, where's my beer drinkers at? I want to see Greg.
Okay.
Greg. Talk about Greg. That's
okay.
All I want to hear. 5 to 7 minutes. You ready?
I'm in.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Holy crap. I am so excited.
This better happen or we're going to shut you from the show.
All right, my nipples are hard. I cannot wait.
Let's go.
There you have it. Minutes ago, Joe Coy was like, Greg, you know how I have a 1,500-seat venue sold out? Come tell some jokes in front of people tonight.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so happy for you. It's going to be great. I would say go buy your tickets now even more so, but it's sold out, dude. So there's going to be 1,500 people there. Greg Salerno doing 5 minutes. Joe Coy, awesome dude. You nervous?
Yeah. Nah, I'm excited.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, it's an opportunity, man, you know, that I'm really excited to go do it. And Joe's, you know, he's really cool and, you know, I want to go do it. Course, there's going to be a little bit of, nervous.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's also, I think, 1,500 seat theater and I leave my house once a month. So it's, you know. No, I'm just kidding.
You tell jokes on the show every day.
I can't wait, dude. I can't wait.
Yeah, you do great, and I can't wait either. So congratulations. Come on up here. We are going to be going over the results of the social media competition that we did over on Instagram at BS in the Morning. So I'm looking forward to finding out who is the winner. If you don't know what we're talking about, we each put up a picture over on at BS in the Morning on Instagram. All you got to do is go and like the picture you think that achieves what it was designed to do. Okay. Who's using social media the best on the show? That's what we're going to have to try to decide. There's a picture of a giant zit on a forehead. There's a picture of my head photoshopped on a person working out, and there's a picture of a foot. Those are your options. Go and like the one. You can like multiple one. You can only like one, whatever. But you do that, and we'll come back, and we'll announce the results of the social media competition, and then we'll find out who's the loser and who has to change their name on social media according to whatever you, the fifth man, decides. Pearl Jam, it's come.